It's time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We have so much to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Welcome, thanks for joining us, Tari.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm back from my mission with the colonies.
Okay.
I'm Tari J. Miller. Find me at Tari J, T-U-R-I-J-A-Y, there and in the colonies.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dark Matter Season 3, Episode 7, Wish I Could Believe You. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by my lovely panel. You met this guy. Andrew's here.
I'm also here. I'm Andrew Mena. Find me on the Twitter.
Okay.
Just do it.
Natalie's here.
Hi, guys. I'm Natalie Darren. You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram as well, at my name.
Great.
I feel like we need to say that your name
do
is
we
how
have
you
to?
Do.
Yeah. We don't have to do anything.
We should have to.
Okay.
I'm in the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
He's in a defiant mood, guys.
Natalie is in the chat for everyone who is joining us live. Welcome. Thank you. We're going to jump in. This episode was a little crazy, a little hard to try to figure out how we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let everyone know we're going to be jumping around as much as I don't want us to. You're welcome. I want to start. I broke it down in my notes by simulation and then by reality. So the first simulation, if I am correct, is when Six wakes up on the ship and everyone's trying to get the location from him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
that
true.
Was the first
yep.
simulation.
Yes.
I want to know, at what point did you, watching this, go, this is not real? Let's start with Tari.
Yes, start with me. Basically, I knew it from the moment that Five was giving him guff about not giving the coordinates. Like, I had a slight inkling when they were earlier, but then that like solidified it for me.
Okay.
What about you, Andrew?
I don't know, you guys, because as soon as I got a whiff of this whole Inception thing, I checked out emotionally.
But when did you get a whiff of that's what I'm asking.
I feel like it was like in the beginning. As soon as we saw the wife, as soon as we got Lara in that moment with her, I was like,
memory?
Yeah, it was like, oh, this isn't a thing. Like, that's not... Either we're seeing a past section, or we're seeing something fake. And I was... Yeah.
So wait, so do you believe that the memories weren't real?
I believe that the memories, like he said, they were brought on by whatever the process he was going through. They were unlocked through his, like, brain being tampered with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think that they're not true, but they were indicative of something wrong. Something not real.
Okay.
Interesting.
So that's before, I think, anyone asked him for the location.
But he also is reacting to his memories. His, like, he's, like, using the knowledge of that he has now to talk to his wife. And it's like, no, you can't do that. That's not how that works. So either this is, like, a weird time travel situation, or it's not real.
You're saying...
Well, yeah.
Sorry, just to clarify, what you're saying is when he was in the memory and she was like, you're not going to lose me. And he's like, I've already lost you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to lose you again. And it's like, no, not again. Hold on.
Just
context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tari?
Okay. Well, technically, it's not unprecedented in that when Five was having kind of the same issue when she was getting thrown back into her memories, she was interacting with her memories the same way that he was interacting with the memories of his wife, which now thinking about it,
who's to say
good
that
on
really
you guys.
Happened?
No.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
saying it, I'm
li-
I'm saying it literally happened. What I'm saying is good job to the writers for planting that seed early to make us believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Natalie, when did you decide that it was not real?
When all the characters were acting out of character.
Okay.
Pretty much. Three was pressing for the coordinates, like, adamantly, and being... I honestly thought that it was six having, like, almost having been infected, having a fever dream.
Oh.
I didn't put together that it was...
That something was
like,
happening.
Someone was trying to hack his brain, but I definitely was like, this is... Maybe he's trying to judge his own things and seeing how they would have said it, and this is how he imagined they would say these things to him.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, pretty early on.
I mean. Interesting. Yeah. As soon as Three was like, you convinced us, we want to do... I went, this is not real!
I also had this, like, what, the nail in the coffin? yes. was when he couldn't read the screen.
Oh.
And it reminded me of that episode of Batman the Animated Series, Perchance to Dream, where that was how Batman knew that he was in a dream where every book he read was just gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like another show has done that, where the book is gibberish.
Uh-huh.
And I can't think of what it is.
I mean, it might have been...
I think
it may have been Doctor Who. I mean, we recently had a simulation episode.
Yeah.
Where he was...
Yeah, yeah. Doctor Who usually does it like that.
Yes.
Nice. So, the first simulation, I was like, why is it taking you so long to figure it out? So many more people have been like, tell us the coordinates! Tell us the coordinates! I went, okay, at this point... You should know your team.
Right.
And you're right, when he was reading the stuff.
Yeah.
And then when he was trying to figure out what was in the pills, I was like, yeah, but at that point, you wouldn't know what it said anyway.
No, right. You'd be too...
To be fair, you'd look at it and go, well, I don't know what that is.
And also, to be fair, I feel like on other screens, their writing is a mixture of gibberish and regular words.
But he would have been able to read it.
Right. I like that one of the words was... kumquat. It was like kumquat, gibberish, person, gibberish. I was like, you sneaky devils.
Just enough.
Yeah.
So our second simulation.
Insemination?
Artificial.
Oh, God.
Insemination.
Okay.
Yes. It was very artificial.
It was so artificial, this insemination.
Someone remind me.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
We tricked you, and now you're stuck in space.
Okay. So in the second one, when they save him... And he's taken aboard the ship. And as soon as the android's like, oh, we reached out to I wrote it down.
The summit, basically. We
used the codes.
LAW?
We contacted the leaders of the independent colonies using the transmission channel you gave us. They've been warned. At that point, I went, he didn't give it to you in this simulation. This is fake.
No.
Yes?
I did that, yeah. The second, no. That's not... Wait, sorry.
When did you figure it out in the second one?
In the second one, it took me a little bit longer because everyone was acting a lot more friendly.
Well, because love when he gets punched in the face. Where he's like, we gotta prove that it's you. Hit me. What? You gotta hit... Oh, okay. I was like... I was very happy with that. Yeah. And then as soon as Android said, like, we called them, I went, he didn't give you the info. Yeah. That was the other one.
See, the one that got me was when he then says, did that feel real?
Yes.
And I was like, he didn't say that he needed to feel like, know if it was real at all.
No, he didn't.
He didn't complete his sentence.
He just, like, punch
he just
me.
Said, punch
he
me.
Said, okay.
Oh. And then he said, did that feel real? And that's when I was like, no.
They were ahead of us.
Yeah.
I'm usually the last person to pick up on things.
Oh, it's me this time. Guys, I'm slipping.
But okay. I'm just
am
so proud.
A simulation?
Yes.
Probably.
Aren't we all in a simulation?
This episode was the Matrix / Inception. The Makeception.
The what?
Makeception?
Makeception.
Interesting.
Makeception. Say it again.
So.
Inceptrix.
I think the smartest part. So after the first simulation where everyone was like, no, you have to tell us where the coordinates are. In the second one, the smart one was, we warned them, everything's cool. And I went, how are you going to get it now? And the smart move was the meeting's under attack. Take us there.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah.
He has to think it's his idea, you guys.
See, and I would think the fact that they were so adamant about getting the information, and then the fact that this time they were like, no, I don't need this at all. Like, we don't need to know what happened. What were they trying to get from you? They didn't say any of those things.
So
they went so far the other way that I would have been like, God damn it, this is just not real. This isn't real.
I like that he has his memory and then decides, how do I solve this? I'm going to blow up the ship.
Yeah, he flies into
the
sun.
I was
cool.
So happy. I laughed at that. That was great. That was the best part of the episode.
It would be so terrible if, like, he was wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the end of the show,
you know,
everyone.
What's the great thing? With the world they've set up, that could just happen. That's just a timeline where he just murders everyone because he thinks he's being tricked.
Yeah.
That's the double deception.
And then you're following the other reality ones, and you're like, they're like, we're the main characters now.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all get fly into a sun.
So guys, we have very much like we have here where you didn't like the episode.
Right.
We've got we have a lot of people who didn't really like the episode, and we have a lot of people who really liked the episode, and a lot of people who were tricked and a lot of people who weren't tricked.
Oh.
I'm not gonna name out everybody because it's quite a lot.
No shout outs. Natalie can't do it, you guys. Yeah, that's true. She's telling you right now. You are not worth her time.
Oh no.
It's all 50-50.
Did I not tell you not to mess up today?
Release agent zero. That's what
I heard. Oh man, it's weird. It's Natalie's last day. I didn't know.
So sad.
Bye.
Bye.
JKLOL.
Is Mr. Melosi in the chat to correct us when we're wrong?
No, I don't see him yet.
Great, we can be wrong.
It's a vast wasteland of non-Melosi.
Okay. So the other thing that we'll get there. Third simulation, because there was a third. I thought there were two, and then I watched it again. And I was like, oh wait, there's also the one where he was in charge. So he wakes up after blowing them all up into the sun, and he gets shot. At any point, did it occur to anyone that he was actually shot, or were you all like, this isn't real either?
Oh no, I thought that was real.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're shooting him? Why? What's this? Okay.
I didn't think he was dead. I thought they had shot him, but like he's been shot before. Yeah.
Right, and so, like they're clearly in like a medical center of some form. They're wearing like, doctors. They could have saved him.
They're scientists.
Yeah, science doctors.
I don't like scientists. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was funny.
As he's laying there dead, I went, Roger's not coming to Comic-Con. Maybe he's not coming because his character died.
Oh, God.
And I went, oh, my God, no.
And you got real.
So you bought it.
Yeah, because
hook, line, and sinker.
I try not to let things I know in the real world affect the way I watch shows. Mm-hmm. The way a lot of people, at AfterBuzz specifically, will watch a show and be like, well, this actor just signed a contract for this other show. And it'll ruin the, like, yes. Oh, they killed him.
That sounds like a dumb thing to do.
Yeah. So I let that happen. I was dumb.
Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You're not usually that way, so we forgive you.
I'm usually a lot dumber.
Lola's here to see you be dumb.
Yeah, thanks. And so I was like, oh, God, no, this is why he's not coming to Comic-Con.
Oh, no.
So I thought he died.
I will say my biggest disappointment came at the very beginning of this episode when we got that incredible point of view shot with all of the orange kind of laid over it, right? And it was like almost like an animal moving through, and I was like, they're giving me my werewolf. Yes! Agent Zero he's a werewolf. They made werewolves. Will Wheaton's behind it. Yeah! And then quickly went to Inception Matrixville, and I was like, alright, that's not nearly as fun as the thing I thought.
You were disappointed just because you went, oh, werewolves! Oh,
they gave
me
a really fun first shot, and then they went a different way with it. Well, it's not only that. That's my fun version of why I was disappointed, but okay. My real disappointment...
You might like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it has maybe. Lots
that's
of them.
That's a show about werewolves.
Twilight,
question,
too.
Is it in TV, space?
Right? No.
Okay, well then neither of those shows are going to work for me.
True Blood?
Space?
They're kind of.
Okay.
Werewolves and the fairy land, which is in space.
But like spaceships?
No.
Okay. Well, you guys are losing.
Okay. Power Rangers SPD has
werewolves?
A dog. It has a dog leader. Their chief is a dog man.
Okay. Did he turn into a people?
I think at some point, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll have to check that one.
All right.
All right. You guys have one.
That's your recommendation.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Power Rangers, SPD.
If you have a werewolf thing.
So we have some people who say, Neil, you're never done. Dumb. Mr. D-Cell said that. And Jay Snowden also said, I thought the whole episode was going to be a first person for a minute.
Oh, that would have been fun.
And we're going to transition back into the show.
Nicely done. She's no longer fired.
Oh, great.
Fired. Okay. So the third simulation, we get the scientists to ask Neiman. For the coordinates, and he is not going to show up, but that's how Six got the coordinates to ask for the Raza to come get him.
Nice.
Yay, the third simulation.
I just don't understand how that third simulation even happened. Like, logistically.
So I think...
Tell me, please.
Because I also was like, wait, I have questions. I think when he got out of the simulation from number two, and he gets the gun out of one guy's hand, and the other guy's on the ground... I think at that point is when it stops being
reality.
He sent it back. He put the guy in and then sent it back to that moment so that he thinks this is how it continued.
Okay. Mm. So guy number one, who was the beard guy who was going into Cal's brain, Six's brain, he was under the whole time, is what you're saying. So he never really regained consciousness. They just moved him from the chair to the table. Right? Is that what you're getting at?
No.
Because my big question is, Cal was on the table.
Six.
Right. His name is Cal in this episode.
No,
all the time.
Not.
They say it all over.
It's not
so
okay.
Cal Six.
Cal Six was was laying on the table. Beardo was in the chair.
Yes.
Worm Man was at the computer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And all three of them, by the Cal Inception episode, are switched places. Except Worm Guy, he stays in the same spot. So my question was, how did they just like legit like pick this guy up while he was still under? Because for him to have been incepted, he would have never have to have come out of that. Otherwise, where was he in the downtime where Cal took over with Worm Boy?
So what I'm saying is,
please,
I believe Six was lifted out of the gas, right? Was put into the ship. Yes?
Yes.
What, you're with me? Okay, well, you're talking about the beginning. The
plane, which I have a theory about this, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Six was taken from the planet into the ship where he is now being held under Inception.
On the table.
On the table.
Right.
And okay.
Beardo's in the chair.
Beardo's in the chair.
This is all very important for the graph in my brain.
Yeah. So go on. So Beardo's in the chair. Okay. The moment where, after the second simulation,
when he hits the sun.
After he hits the sun, he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the gun out of Worm Guy's hand.
Great.
Okay? And he knocks Beardo to the ground.
Yes.
At this point, Beardo may be unconscious. They move him to the table and set up the simulation to start from that moment where he's on the ground, thinking that he shot Six.
Mm. Yes. Okay. That tracks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Say, Asa Queen Boren says, after he woke up, he punched both people, and then the third simulation starts.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it just like resets back.
So
a
when,
bit.
No, so no, that doesn't make any sense. So if the third simulation just starts when he gets shot?
No.
So what do you say?
The shooting is in the. So when Beardo's on the ground, the gun is behind him before Beardo grabs the gun.
So he punches them both. And then
saw that part.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. So now as soon as he's done punching both of them, he's knocked them both out.
They're both unconscious.
Starts, or third simulation starts.
Yeah. Okay.
In between those seconds.
I see what you're saying.
Basically.
Okay.
I think that's what we're saying.
Yes.
I guess.
Are you following?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. I guess so. That makes sense.
Why are you so incredulous about it?
I just feel like, yeah. I just. All right. Cool. That makes sense. I guess.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm gonna take a moment to thank our fans for joining us. Thank you so much. As you know, we love doing this show. We love talking about the show, except for maybe Andrew sometimes.
Well,
who I appreciate having you here so that we can have real good discussions. But this is his last day.
Yeah.
Clearly. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. I can't speak when you're speaking.
She's not speaking.
Oh my gosh. Yell every week. She's like, this is my show.
Yes.
Thanks for joining my show, iTunes people. Don't forget to rate and subscribe for my show. You know what? Why don't you put up those 5 stars? Because, you know, anything below that, the other buttons, they do not work. Yeah,
no,
I'm,
that's
yeah.
Not how it works. 5 stars means you like us. 4 stars mean you don't.
Are we doing this now?
No.
Okay.
We have a great sponsor that I think Andrew wants to read about.
Oh, I'd love to. Hey, guys, do you know anything about the USA Network? It's not just a fantastic nation we happen to be part of. It's also a great television program network. You guys should check out on that network, The Sinner. Now, there's a new show coming out Wednesday, August 2nd, 10, 9 central on the USA Network. It's called The Sinner. It's thrilling. There are going to be 8 episodes, easily digestible for all of us who love to binge and do wonderful things like that. It has Bill Pullman. You know him from Independence Day. Christopher Abbott from HBO's Girls. It also has Jessica Biel from Chuck and Larry, I think. She's in that, right?
She was. She's
great.
Also...
Uh-huh. Ooh, she was also in Blade 3.
She was in
Blade 3. Yeah, you guys remember Blade 3?
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, the real good Blade.
Also
Seventh Heaven.
Oh, no one watched that. But Blade 3, you guys.
She was
with Ryan Reynolds. All right.
In a really great baseball movie.
Ooh.
Called Fever Pitch.
Oh, yeah.
It was with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Cool, yeah. And you can probably catch that on the USA Network once in a while, but before that, just check it out. Check out The Sinner. It's a limited series, follows a young mother played by Jessica Biel who commits a startling act of violence. They're just giving this all away. And the police investigator obsessed with uncovering the truth, Bill Pullman, everyone knows she did it, but no one knows why. The Sinner premieres Wednesday, August 2nd, 10, 9 central, only on USA. Check it out.
Nice.
Thank you.
Now yep. I legitimately need to watch it.
Yep. No, that show actually looks so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chuck and Larry plus Bill Pullman.
It's also like the whole idea behind that show is that you know what happened. You know who did it.
Yeah, but
the
you
question
don't know
is
why.
Right.
Because she kills some guy she doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like freaks
just like
on
straight
the
up
beach.
Murder.
The trailer is really cool.
Oh, yeah. With her covered in blood.
Yeah.
So
and
stop
like,
watching this
do?
Show.
No, I'm in.
Pull up that trailer. watch that.
Do not stop watching the show.
Yeah. Right after this show.
Then you go do those things.
Natalie, you had a theory you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's the neurotoxins are Agent Zero.
Yes. So that was confirmed by Malozzi in
cool.
an interview.
Awesome.
So good job picking that
yeah.
up. I did not catch that.
Theory confirmed.
Yeah.
Oh, I just won.
Nice.
That was
you
a
did
win
it.
For me. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the things that are real in this episode.
Okay. Before
yes?
you do that,
yes.
can I just quickly make a note that I really enjoyed the guys who we are calling Beardo and Worm Guy.
Oh, yeah.
The scientists?
Yes.
I loved Worm Guy.
Not last week. I think the week before last.
Beardo.
We were talking about how much they're able to develop the side characters,
mm-hmm.
and I really like, you got so much detail in there about their relationship in that first interaction where he's like, you promised that I'd have a turn, and he's like, this is not a game. Like, there was so much meaty like backstory just in that mm-hmm. interaction. I just wanted to
character
give a shout
dynamic.
Out to that.
Yeah. I totally yeah. agree. And in fact, this is the only time that I felt emotionally almost the only time that I felt emotionally invested in this episode was when Wormy got shot in the simulation. I was like, no, he's so wormy. He doesn't deserve this.
Aww.
He's just kind of a bad little boy. Snap him on the wrist, let go. Like, I feel bad for all of these sub-characters who are in, like, no way involved in these, like, incredible, crazy corporate plots. They're just like, I'm a researcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always really upsetting to me when those characters die.
Yeah.
Like, on the space station that got, like, slowly developed.
Yeah.
Enveloped.
Like, by nothingness?
Yeah, the group who was just sitting in the room that we never get to see or acknowledge. It's like, oh, yeah, they fucking died.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. Yeah.
Dang.
You know what? Yeah. And you know what? Obscenity is used for weight. Okay?
Okay.
And they say shit in the show all the time, so I'm sorry.
All right. We now have an explicit warning on our show.
Yeah.
Welcome to being an adult.
Speaking of reality.
Yep. Good transition.
We're not in it. That's
no. This never happened.
Sort of simulation theory.
I imagine the after show was a test and we failed, so we're going to start over.
Okay. Let's just start it over.
Hey guys, I'm Atari J.
Play the song.
All right, so we get Six's memories. We learn about his wife and his son.
Right.
We find out that he chose the life of a cop over his family.
That cop life.
Yeah.
He was obsessed with finding the general.
Which is not surprising. We knew that about him.
Yeah.
That was not news. And that we have, so I have a question. When Anders warns the crew and says, I found out that Six is on a ship, is that real or was that in the simulation?
I thought it was real.
Yeah, that was real.
Okay.
Because Six wasn't anywhere near it, right?
No,
so, like,
yeah.
Why would he have hallucinated?
Did you think it was real?
You're going to repeat the question.
When Anders calls the crew and is like, I found Six, he's on a ship next to, he's alive. He's not in the gas.
I thought that was real, but I'm also kind of under the idea that maybe perhaps his entire next like story arc is going to be a simulation. Because I question everything. And we don't have, like, yeah, the whole, like, how did he all of a sudden... like, how did Six get the guy on the table and
we
have this...
just
like,
explained
this. No. I know the theory, okay? But I'm just saying
right.
that, like, now I don't trust anything.
I see. It's the same way where we think that somebody from the alt universe is still part of the crew.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this universe is bonkers. There are alternate universes. There are clones. Like, there's... You can't trust anything in this universe. That's why it's so easy to just be like, oh, yeah, okay, great. I don't know. I just have no idea. I'm just going to watch.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but that's what I thought at first. I was like, yeah.
I also thought that the Anders call was real, except mm-hmm. for that it was before they went and saved him from the ship.
The first time?
When they first saved him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are air quotes for everyone listening on iTunes. So then I went, wait, did they actually get the call and just didn't go save him? Even though they're orbiting that, they were like, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
like, I think it could be real, but I also think that, yeah, they wouldn't, he had to go find his coordinates to get
to
the
tell
help,
them
to
yeah.
tell them. But then again, Anders did say he didn't know where he was precisely. He just knew
right.
he was on a ship. So
yeah, Anders had just heard that Six Calvaric was picked up,
snatched.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, it was Ferris Corps, but like no details beyond that. So like, I'm sure that they were scouring all the Ferris Corps ships that they came across,
sure.
but like having gotten the actual coordinates from 6 was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I...
Yell disagrees with everything we say.
No, I don't. That's not true. No, I totally think that it was real, but I thought I would ask the question in case I was dumb and wrong.
I don't know.
You're not dumb.
I have a fun fact.
Yes.
For those who didn't, who maybe did not notice, the GNN reporter is played by Ross Hull, who you may remember as the lead guy from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That kid is an adult now and hosts the news on GNN.
The space news.
Space news.
Yeah, I loved his space news cadence. I was like, oh, we still talk like that.
Only the news people. Only the
news
people,
yeah. It's a news language. Yeah.
Yes.
Sarah Brock says, if there is an alternate universe, would Sarah be aware of that fact that there is an alternate universe? Because she's in a computer.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Nah.
No, because but she wasn't affected to her problem, by...
Right, she wasn't affected by the Groundhog Day episode.
But that's a good point, though. She could, like... Yeah. If she knew about that, she could still pick up
She was affected by the Groundhog Day.
Pick up a donor body.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, she didn't... Yeah, you're right. She was affected, not...
I mean, she may know about it because 3 is kind of chatty and... You know, they've been hanging out together, so he's like, I don't know if you know this,
but Sorry calls it hanging out, you guys.
Let's talk about Sarah and 3 then.
Okay.
If that's what we're talking about.
Hey, when you're ready. Okay. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
First of all, where was that bed when I went to visit that set? So upset that I did not get those pillows. Look so soft.
Yeah, she hadn't thought about it yet. It's in a digital realm. Yeah. She hadn't imagined it yet.
Yeah, you have to be down with it.
You know how this works.
Yeah, neural links.
So she points out that when 2 goes to visit her, Sarah says, I can create a world that's only limited by my imagination. That should be a red frickin' flag.
Not limited by you or any of the parameters you set, but by my imagination.
Right, which...
Very evil words.
So far, you made a real nice bed and, like, flowers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Girl. Are they flowers? They're just, like, straight-up plants. There's just a lot of green.
And there was, like, a butterfly, and she was working on birds or something.
She was working on birds?
She's making life,
That's creepy.
Yeah. She's playing
She's
God.
She's making life.
She's playing
She's
God.
She's got, like, a little wrench in there. Yeah. She's like, this bird's gonna live. Like,
yeah. What? It's like in, It's like in Westworld, you know? You just gotta program them birds, and then...
Yeah,
we all know how that turned out.
Very well.
Ooh, good point.
Spoiler.
Season 2.
Okay.
Yes. Go on.
So when 3 and Sarah were in bed, and they talk about Rio, and this moment where 3 says, like, when Rio got his memories back, he avoided me because I must have done something terrible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thoughts on this?
And then... Well... Wait, yeah, no, I... Well, and then she turns away. And I was like, why would you do that if you didn't know something?
Well, obviously she knows. Her memories aren't gone.
Yeah, also she likes being Small Spoon.
that's what you're... I mean, that's what you assume?
Yeah.
She clearly enjoyed that, but that's not the point. The point is, she's hiding something.
What do you think he did?
I don't know. It might be something she did, something since she has such guilt. Or it's something that she did to him, or something or that she did to the dynamic of their relationship. Maybe she Yoko'd them, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Okay, so all of this time, 3 assumes I must have done something terrible.
Right.
But when someone's avoiding me, my thought is not, oh my God, I did something terrible, they're avoiding me. My thought is, what did they do that they are not going to... They don't want to look me in the eye and tell me.
Oh, so you think that
Rio and Sarah...
Boned each other?
That's
with their bones?
That's what I was going for, too. But
show me that. Yeah, that.
This?
I think
they put their bones together? They touched bones?
Right. They ate a bunch of chicken.
Is this how mating works in space?
No.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of wishbones where you take them apart, but you put it together.
Okay. You have made this so inappropriate.
Really? I've made the show... Oh, I've made the show inappropriate. Yeah. Everyone online, I've made the show inappropriate. I'm so sorry.
You're welcome.
I can't ask... Okay. I'm inclined to agree with you, Yell. I mean, though, when we were talking about it, I was still under the impression that three had still done something bad, but I would want it to be something that is like real bad. Mm. So like I had proposed that perhaps he had like assaulted someone, but like that's something
you took it like SVU status.
Mm. But that's not necessarily something that like I think that they'd be able to bring this character back from. So I don't think it'll be that bad unless he like when he finds Sarah, I think she's alone, and there was a bunch of, like, there was a mystery as far as, like, where the other people went, and so it could have been that, like, he murdered everyone, but, like, who knows?
My initial thought was that she murdered, or even, like, put them in the state that they're in now, and, like, put all their memories away, or something, I don't know.
That it was, like, her fault that we got to where we are.
That maybe she even thought, like, through some, you know, like, I want this version of him back, like, let's erase his memories and see what I get, sort of thing. Like, that even, like, she could be the crux to the whole show. I'm not saying that's the thing. I just think that, I think you're right, and I think the more that you, like, that, it's a very, like, 3 and 4 are not emotional boys, and, like, clearly 4 is incapable of dealing with his emotions. So if it is sort of the, like, oh, I boned your girlfriend, like, thing, they're never going to touch upon it. Like, they are incapable of, like, having that conversation.
Or, like, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily that he boned Sarah, but, like, there's something with Sarah and Rio that they did to 3, or that they did behind his back. Because, like you said, you know, if Rio has a problem, he's going to throw a hissy fit unless he did something wrong, and then he's not going to talk about it. Natalie?
How was Sarah? Because Sarah was like in a chirogenic thing, right?
Yes.
That failed.
Well, yes.
You know, those chirogenics.
Yeah.
She was frozen and then she died.
Something. Yeah. Yes.
The stasis pod, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was she in there?
She's sick.
She was dying of a disease.
It was like a...
She died.
It wasn't like an injury.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was like a Lady Freeze sort of situation where, like...
Because we were just told that she's sick, right?
Yeah.
So it could have been like an attack of some sort.
Mm.
That Rio could have, in theory, committed.
Sure.
Yeah, so you just went where my brain went, where it was like, he tried to Sleeping Beauty her, where he was like, I'm lonely and I'm Rio. I'm gonna do this
thing.
Whoa,
what?
What? Yeah.
This is like an
SVU Sleeping Beauty. What Sleeping Beauty are you reading that this is what's happening?
Original Brothers Grimm.
Dang, that's dark.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
that's a dark version. We watch a lot of SVU.
Oh, that's fair.
We.
We.
Yeah. We both watch SVU.
Okay. So the other thing that we see that I want to make sure we... a few things, actually. So Anders, I was right to say that he was an a-hole for not telling... 6 about his wife.
I disagree entirely.
No,
he's correct. He's like, what am I going to say? You had a great life and now you don't.
But
yeah, exactly. You don't have. There's no easy way to broach this subject. Yeah, he lost his memory.
It was like when I said, if he knows that she's still alive and he didn't say, by the way, you have a wife, that's a jerk move. And 6 was mad that he didn't tell him.
But it's not like he... See, here's the thing, though. He had already burned the bridge with the wife before he lost his memory.
Right.
So he's not being like, oh, yeah, I'm not letting you reunite with a wife and son that love you and are missing you and wonder where you are. No. I'm saving you from, like, oh, the really shitty divorce you went through. Like, sorry, like, you have alimony payments. Like, I didn't want to tell you about that because we're in space.
What
we have other things.
What kind
of
friend is that?
Yeah.
It's a guy that has priorities. He's literally, he shot someone in the face.
I have a theory as to why he didn't tell him.
Because they're in love?
So, yes. Yeah, so the way that it ends, right? So 6 and Anders go to see his wife. And Anders is like, I'm going to show you that they've moved on without you. And the reason he didn't tell him wasn't because he's a good friend or whatever.
Nope, it's because he selfishly wants to hog him to himself.
So that moment, right, where they're there and he's like, you ready? And he's like, yeah. And he puts his hand around him and they walk off into the sunset. Mm-hmm. I say that because it was sunshine. There was light out.
That's right.
Anyway, I believe, not to get all prediction-y,
but
that Anders and 6 and 3 are going to become Thrandix. Right now it's just Thranders and Andrix. Thrandrix.
Andrix?
Thrandrix?
Okay. All right. Hey.
3.
Great.
Anders.
Yeah, 6. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Cool.
Go on.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Something you'd like to say about this?
No. I mean, I was gonna go back to the two sides of the argument about Anders telling 6 about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like...
It's because he's in love with him.
Right. Or...
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 Natalie, somebody have something in the chat?
No.
Lots of things happening in the chat.
No! Like, it's my time to
shine. No, I'm sorry. Is this your show?
Yes, this is my show.
Go on.
I am sorry. Okay. But I see it in two different ways. In that, like, I get the idea of him not wanting to add on to the compounding sorrow that 6 was going through.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, him and his quest to redeem himself. But also, like, he owed it to his friend to give him that choice whether he wanted to see her or not.
Okay.
You know? So those are the two sides. That's it.
Fine. Okay. Really quickly.
Super quick.
About Sarah when she was still, when Two comes to visit her and Sarah mm-hmm. says, or when Two realizes that she's lonely and she's like, I miss closeness, the ability to connect. I don't trust, first of all, that she's in the computer and second of all, that she can control making things, and the fact that she's lonely and misses people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
No.
No, I turned to Andrew and I was like, nope, I don't trust her. I don't trust her.
Yep. No.
No. No.
And at
no
the thanks. End of the conversation of our team, when they're back on, Six says we need to ally ourselves with Ferris's enemies, starting with Mike, and that Mike can't remain neutral. Huge development in the corporate war that is happening.
Yeah.
Can I just say this was another moment where I was like, we're in another simulation. This whole thing was to make it so that they had to pick a side.
Like, then it would have been, Toulfant would have been there to deal with it. She should be in a simulation.
I'm just saying.
Maybe she is. Maybe they all are.
I mean, the truth is that they kind of picked a side. I mean, they're remaining neutral, but they're not on Ferris Corp's side.
Right. Yeah, I'd say they're like a neutral good.
All right.
Oh.
Picking up what Tari's putting down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. They were neutral, and now they're neutral.
Should we get to the wonderful Sarah and Android thing?
Sarah and Android thing?
Yeah.
That sounds like a prediction.
Well, I mean...
Because it was Android who walked around.
No, it wasn't.
All we saw was the Android.
Was it?
Who walked around and put a gun to Three's head. Sounds like you're predicting.
Yeah.
So we might as well head into predictions. There it is.
Yeah.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Prediction.
They're so spooky.
So I assume that what you're thinking has something to do with what was in the promo for next week, where the ship is having weird power malfunctions.
You don't say.
Talk to us.
Oh, no, I was immediately like, that is not the android. That is definitely Sarah. And then I was like, I would love to play that character because you get to play so many different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Zoe Palmer gets to, like, really stretch her acting abilities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm super jealous of. Anyway, I definitely think that was the android, Sarah in the android's body, and I think that all of the power fluctuations are because of Sarah. I don't know if Sarah is necessarily in the android's body throughout the entire thing, or if she's just messing from the computer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, or that she's trying to make things and that's causing the fluctuations.
Yeah. I just know it's Sarah, okay?
Ooh. I like that you are not trusting Sarah because I don't trust Sarah. I never have.
Aw, poor Sarah. I actually think that the issues with the ship are Ash related. Mm. I think that he's still alive and they're trying to siphon power so that he can get out of the wall. And that essentially becomes the threat on the ship.
Remember when I said that he was probably still alive and you all went, no, he's not, he's dead.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I remember that. I think he's still dead. I don't agree with that.
I mean, that's theory, fine. So.
The I'm other thing we see... Sorry.
No, I'm allowed to be wrong.
Okay.
That's it.
You are allowed.
Yes.
It never seems to happen.
True.
The other thing we see in the promo is that Sarah tells Five that people are coming for her. But also, there's a conversation where a computer is telling Five that they're coming. I assume that's Sarah. And then she goes in to talk to her and go, what are you talking about? She goes, they're coming for you.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Any other predictions?
I think that the there could also be, I forget what Aoife's company or Aoife's group was, but like it could be them coming after Five again.
So her real name was Alicia Renault, I believe.
Renault.
Renault.
Yeah. I don't remember what corporation she worked for.
Yeah, but them. I think that they could also be the threat in this incident.
Natalie? Are people saying stuff in the chat? Or are you writing an essay?
I'm writing an essay.
She's picking emojis, which is seems more involved.
Great. Okay. No. So, I mean, for the most part, we've got
next week. Tari will return to the chat.
No.
Yay!
His emojis are fast.
We got Ryu and Two fight next week. What is with that? I don't know. They're gonna fight. It's gonna be entertaining. And we also have has Ryu ever one, like, beat two before.
Yeah. Ryu and two fight?
That's what the promo, I guess.
Wasn't in our promo.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't see it in the promo, but who knows?
Is this the promo from your imagination?
I'm reading the comments. Okay.
I predict this thing. This is my simulation.
Yeah. It's all fanfic.
Kathy Richard thinks Ryu is behind Sarah and the android's strange behavior. Which is kind of an interesting maybe thing.
I like that idea. I just don't take how Ryo as a technical person.
No. I mean,
no.
Yes.
So maybe it's
Misaki, if anyone's
doing
shit.
Yeah.
If anyone's doing shit. Yeah.
It would just
radar.
Have to be one of his assassins, though.
Could be. Oh, like one of the people he hired.
He cast such a wide net with that. He's like, look, and then now I can have a bunch of assassins come at any point.
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it.
But only one has made it to the ship so far.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe when they went to pick up Six, another assassin snuck on, and that's how we got to. Maybe it wasn't Sarah with the android. Maybe it was what the techie assassin got on.
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe.
Just hacked her brain.
Just kind of like a Brainiac situation.
Russia.
Yeah. Or the techie assassin didn't need to get on the ship, just needed to like plug in a thing.
Yeah. Just put a USB drive in and you're done.
And hack in.
Yeah.
That's also why you never put in a USB drive that you find on the streets, guys. It's a real
thing. Do?
It's a thing. Sometimes people find drives and they plug them into their computer.
Why would you plug that into your
computer? Never do that. This is a PSA from the Dark Matter After Show.
Okay.
Never do that.
And on that note, thank you all so much for joining us. Next week, Tari will be taking over as lead of the show because
I was like, wait, no!
That's why I was doing my yell impression. Yeah. I was practicing.
He's so good.
Doing great. I will be talking with the cast of Dark Matter in San Diego Comic-Con, and we will have a clip for you then as well. But if you have questions, you can send them, but I may not ask them. Natalie, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can find me on social medias at Natalie Dyer. That's NataleeDyer.
Thanks. Andrew.
I'm Andrew Mena. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's the Andrew Mena. And that's up to you.
So, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. That's TORIJAY. You can also find me on my new podcast, Missing Out, with the Lex Michael. You may know him from other shows here on AfterBuzz TV. We did Supergirl together. We have episodes coming out every Tuesday. Tune in on iTunes. Missing out. Bye.
I'm Yael Teagle. You can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle, including at Comic-Con. But more importantly, the Anders Live shirts, which are available on redball.com/people/OTTs, that's OTTEES, are only available as long as Anders lives.
It's true.
So get them
now
before either he dies or hopefully he continues to live.
Yeah, that's OTTs, your OTP.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.